You know that feeling. When you're really trying to change something, you get why you want to change it, you're working at it, but you just keep hitting that same emotional wall.
Yeah, it's like something else is driving.
Exactly. It feels like there's this, well, invisible hand on the wheel of your reaction sometimes. Today, we're doing a deep dive into exactly that, this idea of an emotional autopilot.
Or the imperative self, right? That's the term Clint Mathney uses.
Right? The imperative self, this idea that these deep, often subconscious programs from way back in childhood are kind of running the show more than we think.
It's interesting to think about why that might happen, though. Like maybe early on, those automatic responses were useful, a way to cope.
A sort of protection mechanism, maybe?
Could be, but the key question is what happens when those old programs don't really fit our adult lives anymore? That's really the heart of it.
Totally. And that leads us straight into imperative self-analysis, or ISA. This whole deep dive is about unpacking ESA. It's based on Mathney's work, and it suggests a, well, a more direct path to changing those emotional patterns.
The claim is pretty bold, actually. Something like 10 sessions.
Yeah, around 10 sessions to potentially get shifts that people might spend years seeking in traditional therapy.
Without that huge time commitment or, the financial side of long-term therapy.
It definitely makes you wonder, can we really rewire things that significantly, that quickly?
Well, the idea behind ISA seems to be targeting those deep subconscious roots directly.
Instead of just working on the surface thoughts and behaviors.
Exactly. It's like trying to fix the original code, not just adjusting the settings you can easily see.
So this probably isn't for someone just starting out with self-reflection.
Probably not the very first step. No. The material suggests this is more for you if you've, already done some inner work.
Maybe you've been in therapy, you see your patterns.
Right, you have the insights, but you still feel stuck in those familiar emotional loops.
You understand it, but you can't seem to change it fundamentally. You want a way out of the loop itself.
Precisely. You've got the map, maybe, but you need the key to actually change the route you're taking. Looking for something beyond just understanding, a real path to change.
Okay, let's get into the specifics then. This imperative self. What is that, really?
Well, you can think of it as the core emotional operating system you developed when you were young. Really young.
Like the foundation.
Yeah, exactly. A subconscious program that, well, it shapes a lot how you feel day to day, how you react, your relationships, even how you see your own worth.
And triggers, too, those things
Yeah.
that just set you off.
Definitely. It's often the root of those triggers. And the key part is it usually runs quietly in the background, underneath conscious awareness. Kind of like, you know how early attachment styles work?
They form early and influence later relationships.
Sort of like that, but for your core emotional responses.
Okay, so ISA, the analysis part, is designed to bring that hidden system out.
Bring it into the light, yeah. It's a structured method to make those automatic emotional responses conscious.
And by making them conscious.
You get the chance to understand where they came from, and crucially, you get a say in maybe reshaping them. You get some agency back.
How does it do that? What are the like components of ISA?
It has a few key parts. First is figuring out your emotional palette.
Emotional palette.
Yeah, it's the core set of emotions, usually five to seven, that are kind of your go-tos, the ones you feel most
Your
often.
default settings.
Pretty much. There's actually a tool mentioned, a PDF called the Emotional States menu, that helps you pin these down.
Okay, like tracking your moods, but looking for the recurring ones.
Exactly. Identifying the main colors in your emotional world.
All right, so step one, know your usual emotions. What's next?
Once you have that palette, the next step is pinpointing your subconscious filter.
Filter.
It's like the lens you see everything through,
Yeah.
your basic assumptions about life, people, yourself, how you interpret things.
Gotcha. And after the filter.
Then ISWA works to uncover your virtual question. It's not something you actually ask out loud. It's more like a silent, deep belief that guides your choices without you realizing it.
Okay. Filter, virtual question. What else?
And finally, there's the primary obsession. This is described as the central emotional theme, the pattern that keeps playing out in your life.
Wow. Okay. So filter is the glasses, virtual question is where you're looking, and the primary obsession is the story you keep seeing.
That's a pretty good analogy, yeah. It's about mapping that hidden structure.
It sounds very specific. Now, about that claim. Significant shifts in just a few sessions. That really stands out compared to well, years of talk therapy sometimes.
It does. And the reasoning seems to be that by going straight for these foundational subconscious programs, the imperative self ISA tries to speed up the change process.
Rather than spending maybe more time exploring current thoughts and feelings without directly hitting that root cause.
That seems to be the premise, yes. Aiming for a faster shift by addressing the core programming.
So who's the ideal person for this? Who does the material suggest would benefit most?
Well, it sounds like it's really aimed at people who are already pre-emotionally aware, quite intelligent emotionally.
But still stuck.
But still stuck in those negative loops, yeah.
Hmm.
Despite knowing better, almost. Also, people looking for real, deep transformation, not just, you know, mindset hacks.
Right, something more fundamental.
And maybe most importantly, people who are really ready to stop reacting based on that old childhood stuff and want to live more deliberately.
Let's go back to the emotional palette for a sec. That idea that we have just 5 to 7 core daily emotions, that's fascinating. It implies our emotional life isn't random.
Exactly. The source really emphasizes these aren't just fleeting feelings. They're the consistent base layer of how you feel.
So tracking your emotions for a week, using that emotional states menu PDF they
mentioned. Yeah.
That's a practical starting.
That's the suggestion, yeah. Just observe for a week, see what shows up again and again. It can be quite revealing, just that simple exercise.
And IS connects this recurring pattern back to childhood. Specifically.
Yes, very specifically. Usually to a key emotional event, or maybe a series of events, between the ages of about 3 and 6.
That young, wow.
Yeah, the idea is that something really impactful emotionally during that very formative time leaves a deep imprint. It shapes how you see yourself, how you see the world.
And ISA tries to map that imprint.
It aims to map the emotional impact of that early experience, maybe not the exact memory details, but the feeling level programming it created, and then offers a way to potentially update it.
Okay, so it goes deep, but the process itself is described as streamlined, not years and years.
That's a key point they make. Significant insights, even breakthroughs, can apparently happen in that first main session, which is about 2 to 3 hours.
And the outcome is this map.
Right, a concise map, often 40 words or less, that sums up the worldview derived from that early programming. Getting to the core quickly is the goal.
So if someone decides, okay, I want to try this, what's an ISA session actually like?
Well, it's described as a guided exploration. You're guided through your emotional patterns, but importantly, in a non-judgmental way.
And you don't have to answer everything.
No, you can always pass on a question if you're not comfortable. The main aim is gaining clarity, understanding the drivers behind your feelings.
And it usually takes less than 3 hours for that initial mapping.
Often, yes. That's what the material suggests for the main elicitation part.
Okay, to make this more concrete, there's an example in the source material. A client named Bobby.
Yes, a 63-year-old client. The example is from December 2021. It shows what a map can look like after apparently just a 22-minute elicitation process in her case.
Wow, 22 minutes. Okay, so what did Bobby's map show?
Her filter was identified as ways I should be.
Okay, lots of internal pressure there.
Seems like it. Her virtual question was, what should I be doing? Constantly seeking the right action.
Right. And the obsessions.
Her primary obsession sequence was be accepted by others, leading to accept myself, leading to be free, ultimately leading to be one with all.
That's quite a chain. And her emotions back then, in late 2021.
The report lists anger, overwhelmed, anxious, judgmental, and frustrated. A pretty tough emotional landscape.
Definitely sounds stressful. So what happened after she did ISA therapy?
The update is from April 2024. After about 4 hours total of therapy using ISA.
Just 4 hours total.
That's what the example states. Her reported emotions shifted dramatically.
To what?
Gratitude, awe, happiness, delight, curiosity, and patience.
That's a huge shift. From anger and overwhelm to awe and gratitude.
It's presented as a significant transformation, yes. And the source notes, Bobby herself was surprised by the positive change.
That's a powerful example. Now, are there things that might get in the way, factors that affect results?
Yes, a couple of things are mentioned. One is medication. Certain types like antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, maybe some SSRIs could potentially make it harder to fully access or identify emotions clearly. It's a consideration.
Okay, that makes sense. What else?
The other factor mentioned is called self-presentation. Basically, the client may be filtering or masking their true feelings, even unintentionally.
And putting on a brave face or trying to give the right answer.
Something like that. So the source stresses that honesty and openness are really key for the process to work accurately. You have to be willing to look at what's really there.
Makes sense. And what about trauma? That's obviously a big concern for many people. How does ISA handle that?
That's addressed specifically. The approach is designed to be non-re-traumatizing.
Meaning you don't have to dig up and relive awful experiences in detail.
Exactly. It doesn't require recounting the events. Instead, the focus is apparently on identifying emotional strengths you had before the trauma.
Before. Interesting.
Yeah, using those pre-trauma strengths as a foundation to build new emotional patterns now. The idea is that transformation can happen without consciously revisiting the painful stuff.
So building forward from a point of strength rather than backward through the pain.
That seems to be the principle. The source actually suggests searching the Clint Matheny website for the word back for examples related to this approach.
Okay, good tip. Now the practicalities. If someone's listening and thinking this resonates, what's the deal with cost?
Okay, the structure outlined is an initial session, that 2-3 hour one, is $600 USD.
Right.
Follow-up sessions after that are $150 per hour.
And is there any flexibility?
Yes, it mentions a sliding scale is available, and there's also a guarantee mentioned.
A guarantee on therapy?
Apparently, yes. If after 10 hours of ISA, your dominant negative emotions, the ones you track on that emotional states menu, haven't changed, you can get a full refund.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That's quite a statement of confidence in the method.
It certainly suggests they believe strongly in its effectiveness, yes.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, what's the main takeaway here about ISA?
I think the core message is about the potential for significant emotional change relatively quickly by getting right to those subconscious roots, that imperative self.
Shifting away from those stuck negative patterns towards, well, better feeling states.
Exactly. And potentially doing it in a more focused time frame than maybe people expect from therapy.
Okay, so for you listening, if you recognize that feeling, being stuck in those old emotional habits, even though you consciously want something different, the source suggests a really simple first step.
Yeah, very straightforward. Just download that emotional states menu PDF from the website.
And just dot track for a week.
Yep. Just observe and note down your main emotions each day for a week. See what your personal palette looks like. It's just information gathering, no pressure.
And if after that, or even now, you're thinking, maybe this ISA thing is for me, there's a way to find out more.
Yes, there's an offer of a free Zoom consultation mentioned.
To see if it's a good fit.
Exactly. You can email Clint Matheny directly. The address given is clint77090@gmail.com to ask about that free consult.
Great. So maybe the final thought to leave you with as we finish this deep dive is this. What subconscious forces set up way back when you were small might still be steering your emotional ship today?
Are you living your emotional life by design, consciously?
Or are you still running on that default, that early autopilot? Maybe understanding your own emotional operating system and knowing you might be able to update it. Maybe that's a journey we're thinking about.